Hello and welcome back to our Proactive London studio. And I have the pleasure now of talking to the founder and chief executive of Bloomsbury Publishing. It is Nigel Newton, CBE. Nigel, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Thomas. Very exciting day for the company because we were invited by the London Stock Exchange to open the market. So together with a cluster of my Bloomsbury colleagues and our board and a handful of major shareholders and advisors, I got to press a button at 8 o'clock precisely, which started this huge electronic ticker around their lobby, and you could see millions, or let's imagine billions of pounds worth of shares being traded instantly. And they all had red dots next to them, which explained to me their prices were descending. But I'm pleased to say the Bloomsbury price went up something like 13%, and it had a green dot. So what can I say? Power without responsibility. Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad to hear you've had such a wonderful day. I think it has been a busy day for you because a lot of people have wanted to talk to you about these results. They were full year results for the period ending the 28th of February, unless I'm very much mistaken, and some
Correct.
Very, very strong statistics in there. What was your favourite one?
I think my favourite statistic, there were two. One was that our sales are 73% overseas now. So we are liberated from the vicissitudes of the UK economy and the own goals that we keep scoring here with Brexit and the budget in November, and are operating well in the countries that are growing around the world, including India. And the other statistic that pleased me was that 48% of group sales now come from the USA, and that makes it our largest business unit. And what's so good about that? Well, America is the largest English language book market in the world. And so we've historically over 37 years been underweight there, and we've managed to correct that with a combination of an acquisition in Santa Barbara, California, ABC Clio, a fine academic and secondary school textbook and online publisher that really bolsters our Bloomsbury Digital Resources division. Secondly, by the runaway success of the fantasy author Sarah J. Maas, who is a major beneficiary of the BookTok or TikTok phenomenon, where she's the most popular author, and also a new president, Adrian Vaughan, who's leading our company at 1385 Broadway in Manhattan, very ably and inspiringly.
So plenty of good news to chew on there. But I did notice, Nigel, one of the most interesting things in the release was that even the bad news for the UK economy seemed to represent a bit of a tailwind for you, because people are now apparently treating books as an affordable luxury, something I was unaware of. You must be pleased by that.
Absolutely. The two most terrible things of recent time, the pandemic and the cost of living crisis. Well, of course, the Ukrainian war is way more terrible, but that are directly biting here in Britain, have had curious dividends for the company. So that's sad in a way, but people were locked up at home, and they rediscovered the joy of reading when all other forms of diversion were denied them. And then people discovered they really, really liked reading. And as Martin Amis put it in a recent or in a quote that appeared after his sad death recently, which it was on the lines of reading books is fun. Why else would people keep doing it? And I thought, wow, that's so simply put. And it says everything we're trying to say. Reading literature is fun. So that's one story. But the other one is the cost of living crisis. And so suddenly a paperback, which costs £8.95, it might even cost less from a high street bookshop or an independent bookshop or an online retailer, is looking pretty cheap compared to other things, going out for dinner or a movie or a show or even a monthly subscription to an online streaming service times 12. So yeah, books are the affordable thing in the buttons down era.
I've just got one final question for you, Nigel, and it's not an attempt to rain on your parade by any means, but obviously it was a great performance during the year to February, but how are you going to maintain the momentum into the next year when some of those tailwinds may indeed fall away?
Well, that's a very good question, and one that I wonder the answer to myself. But here's the answer. We've got huge momentum going now in our pipeline, and agents are bringing major books to us. The end of the financial year that we're now in, as we approach the Christmas period, we've got an extraordinary range of major titles that we've been buying over the last 2 or 3 years to be ready for this moment. So the pipeline is one answer. The other answer is also to do with the momentum, but this time of our academic division and of our digital resources unit within the academic division. And so the sales are pounding in from all over the world, regardless of headwinds. That doesn't mean to say that I underestimate the uncertainty for the world ahead, but as a board, we are confident, including with the first two months of our financial year, which have been accounted, namely March and April. We are confident of meeting the board's expectations for the year.
Founder and Chief Executive of Bloomsbury Publishing, Nigel Newton, CBE, thank you very much indeed for your time today, and indeed, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Thomas.